at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and again, someone we spoke with last year, but we thought we'd drop by and say hello to Kevin Murphy here with Tactiles. You've got some puzzles here, and what all are you showing here at CSUN this year, Kevin?
These are for learning Braille for any reason at any age. They are compatible with Lego. They're Lego-type blocks that fit on slates, kind of surgically altered Legos, because a Lego is going to have six dots, and that would be the four sign, and you don't want a million four signs. We actually don't cut the dots off. We mold them without the dots and round the dots to put them into the Braille code. And then we label them according to the code that we're working for. You can have a set that's in music Braille code. You can have French or German or mathematics or English. And it's a teaching tool. And it's used all the way from the very young 3-4-year-old up to the college senior who wants to master linear equations and chemical equations. It's one of the very best ways to pass on information about math, because math is really made for sighted people, and the shape of the problem is as much value to solving the problem as the numbers in the problem. And it's very hard to get that shape on a Brailler or with a slate and stylus. These you can move around. You can feel if, for instance, in a division problem, you need to bring the 6 down. You can actually physically pick up the 6 and bring it down to where it's going to be divided again. And they're printed on one surface with what the Braille character is. So if you happen to be a 6 or a 7-year-old, you can show your mother the problem, and she would be able to read it and tell you where you went wrong in the world.
Well, that might have helped me in high school geometry to have something like this, because the shapes were really a challenge.
I haven't developed the product, but I would love to develop a product. As you say, high school geometry, you could easily have the whole theory or formula on a single strip, so that, like, when you pick up the square root of 2, it would function as a single number, even though it would require maybe 3 or 4 Braille symbols. It still could be handled as a single number that it is. And I just think that'd be cool.
And you mold these yourself, as I believe we talked about, and you...
Well, I have a large injection mold that is on a shelf at a manufacturing plant. And when I need Tactiles, well, right now they'd be probably taking off the one that makes snow shovels and putting mine on there. They run the number of tiles that I need, and then they put mine away and they put somebody else's mold on. But I own the mold. I certainly don't own the $1 million machine that actually does the inject.
Do you have a website? What's the best way for someone to reach you if they wish to purchase these products?
Well, the website, the product is Tactiles, and it's T-A-C-K, like a thumbtack, tiles, like floor tiles, T-I-L-E-S, with a hyphen between them. So if you've got Tactiles and you add .com, any search engine will get you to my website. There is an all-text version, and I'm pretty sure most of my links is working right now.
Check it out, tactiles.com. Thank you, Kevin. Live at CSUN 2011 for Cerotalk, this is Michael Off.